Șerenac, șerenac, o paiut. Paiut. Ar fi în paiut, yani? My father. Paiut. Paiut. My father. Și tu tu lui e bună? E bună, yani, paiut. Paiut. Au paiut. Șere no te na esneiu. Șere na o paiut.
O paiut.
Șerenac, o paiut.
Șerenac, o paiut.
Tu le sanam, tu te iubim, today, we celebrate Mother's two Day. Great feasts.
Feast of Mary and Mother's.
Yeah, one in heavens and one on earth. In heavens,
Saint
Mary's birthday, and on earth,
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. What is the difference between the two feasts?
Nothing.
Nothing. At all.
No, because one is a birthday and another is a
birthday. Yeah, Nivine gave birth to Jesus, not Alex.
No difference.
There's nothing. No difference.
No, no, that's Saint Mary's a mother
of everyone.
Yeah. Of everyone, yeah. He
said. Mother?
Of everyone. Of every,
but your mother, not mother of everyone.
This mothers of our mothers.
One.
She's the mother of mothers of our mothers.
Of my mother.
Yeah. We?
Mothers of our mothers.
Yes.
There is one difference.
Yes. What is?
One's in the sky and one's here.
One?
One's in heaven.
One in heaven?
One on earth, because they're like different places.
Exactly. They are in different places.
The Saint Mary's all around us.
The mother of God, the mother of God is in heaven. Yes.
So one of them is like a good place to live, and one of them is like you'd rather go up.
Wait. Is Saint Mary?
Yeah. The other mother. The mother's here, their children grow up, yeah.
One's holy and one's not.
One?
One's holy and one's not.
Our mothers are not holy.
One holy and?
One's not.
No. Everyone must be holy.
Are you
The mother of God
is the holiest.
Is the holy mother.
Oh, she's a virgin.
Is the virgin.
She is not.
Good. So there's another difference. Very good, Alex. What else?
She can appear to us.
She can appear to us, and we call her appearance to us apparition.
Apparition.
We call it
an apparition.
Apparition. Have a reveal to us.
Her son was Jesus.
What else?
Mary is the mother of God, but we are the children of God.
Mary is the mother of God, and we are the children of God. And also our mothers are the children of God. So Saint Mary to the mothers is
a mother.
Mother of
mothers.
Exactly.
Mother of mothers.
This is another difference. Saint Mary is the mother of mothers, because she is the mother of everyone.
Yeah.
What else? Saint Mary performs miracles, but not every mother performs
it's
miracles.
A real accusation.
Especially your mother. I take it for granted.
Mary said that to go on the cross, but the mothers and their children don't.
Thank God.
Mary's mother is the mother of the mother of God.
What? Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Mary
is the
Mary,
mother.
Saint Mary is the mother of God.
Yeah.
And right? Everyone. Mother of Jesus.
Yeah, but the mother of Saint
Jesus Christ. She is the mother of all of us.
What would the mother of Saint
good.
Mary be?
It's a good point. Very good point. Is there anything else before we go to our topic? Huh? What do you want to say?
Who is Mary's mother?
Yeah. And what's Mary's
mother? Who is Mary's mother?
The mother of all mothers, but everything has to have a mother.
Yeah, the mother of God, her mother is Anna. Her mother is Anna. And her father is Joachim.
Oh, what is that?
Joachim.
Oh, yeah, Joachim.
And Anna are the parents of Saint Mary, the mother of God.
Okay.
And they did not have children for long time. Until they were very old.
Yeah.
And
then Zachariah.
And then Joachim, Zachariah. Exactly like Zechariah.
Oh, he's like him.
Like the same story.
Okay.
And Joachim was a priest.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
He was praying to God to give him a son or a daughter. Mm. And then they vowed to the Lord that if the Lord gives them a child, they will present him to
sacrifice.
God to live in the heaven. And
she had a child.
Anna, after that, she became pregnant and she delivered like today. She delivered like today, Saint Mary, the
mother.
That's cool. That's a beautiful story. And when she was 3 years old,
she died.
Presented Saint Mary to the temple. Imagine that you have a sister. And this sister is 3 years old, and then your parents take the sister to the church, and say to Abuna, "We want that our daughter may live in the church all time, forever."
Is it your
kid? This is what happened. You have to know that. This is what happened with Saint Mary. Because Saint Mary was vowed from the parents before her birth to be dedicated in the service of God, they admitted her to the Hekel when she was 3 years old. And she lived in the Temple of Solomon as of age 3 years old. And she lived in the Hekel. How many years did she live?
12.
In the Hekel?
No, she lived
12.
In the temple? How many years?
12.
11.
11.
11 years?
How old I am?
Until she became 14 years.
Oh, I thought she had Jesus when she was 12.
And then she was.
She had Jesus when she was 11.
Betrothed to Joseph the carpenter. And she lived with him, and at that time, Archangel Gabriel came to her while she was praying. But you can imagine a child 3 years old to live in the temple for 11 years. What would she learn? What would she learn?
Learn from Jesus.
Jesus wasn't born at that time. But he is God, but he wasn't born.
Mm-hmm. Not the church.
Everything about
the Bible.
She was in the Temple of Solomon when she was as of age of 3 years. Guess what? What would she learn?
She'd read from the Bible. She'd
learn Bible and the scriptures, the Old Testament.
She would memorize all the psalms.
Memorize all the psalms, Rav Marianne.
She would learn the teachings of the Lord.
Would learn teachings of the Lord, Mary? Marianne? The church, yes?
Learn hymns.
Hymns. All the chants of the Hekel, yes?
Learn to pray.
Huh?
Learn to pray.
Pray? This is the most important thing. I was expecting you to say it in the first place. When we are in the church, what do we do?
Pray.
Pray or say?
Pray.
And say?
Just one letter different.
Let's say.
We say.
Just one letter. Look.
Let's say that we have to
pray. Pray or play?
Pray.
With R. With R. In the church. In the church, we only
pray.
In the basement, we may play. We may
play.
But in the church, we do
prayer.
Say it again.
Pray.
We do
pray.
This is what Saint Mary learned
in
the temple. She was praying.
24 hours.
When she was praying, Archangel Gabriel came to her and announced to her the good news of the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ from her pure womb. Yeah.
Was she 14 when the angel came to her?
Yeah, she was 14 plus.
Yeah, so she got married when she was like... So she got married when she was like 14, 15?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
She was betrothed and according to the Jews' law...
When did she...
Automatically, during the first year, she became her, his wife. Automatically.
Without him?
Yeah.
When did an angel come and tell Mary about Elizabeth?
No, she went to...
The angel went to Zacharias, not Elizabeth. And he announced him in the temple while he was raising the incense. But Gabriel, Archangel Gabriel, went to St. Mary in her house. Because of the house of Joseph the carpenter, because she was praying and praying and praying. And then when the angel appeared to her, she was not frightened. She was not afraid. It was something normal. Definitely, she saw many angels while she was in the Temple of Solomon. When you are in the church, learn only to be R-A-Y. Again?
Pray.
Don't run here and there and damage shallow shamans and damage shallow and so don't do that. We are in the church, in the house of God. Okay? This is Saint Mary. Saint Mary, and the best mother in the whole world. Now,
When St. Mary got Jesus, did she? When St. Mary brought Jesus to the temple, one of the temples, was it the Temple of Solomon, or was it a different?
Yes, temple? Yes. She presented him when he was 40 days old. She presented him and she offered sacrifices for him. Yeah.
And was St. Mary perfect?
Perfect. Yes. She was perfect except the original sin which came to us from Adam and Eve. That's why we need now to be baptized. But in her life she was perfect. She did not have sin, but she needed the salvation because she was born carrying the original sin. Understand that? Very important. Yes, she was perfect, but she is not God. She is human like that. Like us.
How is that?
She is human like us, but perfect human. Yes, Alex?
If this is the house of God, would this also be the house of St. Mary and Jesus?
Yeah.
The church?
This one?
Yeah, the church.
Yes, of course. This house is called the house of God, the house of St. Mary, the house of the angels, the house of the saints and martyrs. What is the proof? Look behind me. Look behind me. What do you see here?
Icons and altars.
Are these icons decoration? We put decoration in the church.
No, the icons.
What does it mean?
It means that the saints.
This is their house. This is their house.
You're lucky they
have no. That's why into كل مرة الشمامسة the deacons كل مرة بيجوا كل مرة بيجوا الكنيسة بيقولوا شريتك الكنيسية here to the church, the house of the angels. You say it but you don't read the translation to understand it. You just say it without thinking. Think! To know what do you pray, what you are singing. What's the meaning of that? Hail to the church
of the angels.
The house of the angels. Hail to Mary who gave birth to Jesus Christ. Okay? We hear them, we salute them, بيساي هاي مش هاي باي إذا بتاعتكو لا من الحاجة حلوة وشير شير الوتين شير تيك طيب now to conclude our speech we spoke about St. Mary and if we want to speak about St. Mary we will never end our speech we'll speak forever but now I have just one question and I want to need to hear just one answer from each one of you consequently okay why do you honor your mother
because she does everything for me
what do you love your mother
she sacrifices life
for you why do you honor your mother
because she gives me food
همك على بطنك Only food Where is Nivin?
Who said that?
She's
Sunday school
هي grandmother of Alex كده سمعتي؟ مشغولة؟ بقول له بتحب ماما ليه قال عشان تجيب لي أكل
Thank you
Why do you honor your mother? Only she gives you food Only
she cooks
Cooks only يعني انت you rent you hired the cooker for the house. Just the cooker
Oh cooking. I know
She loves me
She loves you good
doing everything for me
doing everything for you
She's always there for me
huh?
She's always there for me
She always there for you
She encourages me
is kind of young بس قولي ده خفيش قولي ده تاني yeah loves you and very kind and you free you are in free country free men and free country
my poison
huh?
oh it's the biggest house
huh?
my mom cooks for me
hi
Okay.
He's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why do you honor your mother? Yeah. What do you love your mother?
Well, because without her, there was
no sense. Good. Very good. What do you? Good, solves your problems.
She gives me food.
Helps you all the time, Mariam?
She does.
Good.
She gives me food.
Teresa? Helps you? Dita?
Ask all
the Both of you, one by one. It helped Mama and Baba. Mama, but not that. And Mama. Aid Mother. مش سامع تعمل لك كل حاجة انت عايزها مش عارف تحب ماما ليه اجيبها لك حرقت شاي وبعد كده طيب لما كبرت عملت ايه؟
That's it? He doesn't bring you money?
Got it.
That's my dad.
Viola.
Your mom picked me up from my house before.
Gives you everything?
It's lettuce.
Yeah. Good. These answers are good.
Finger with my hand.
Beside my head.
Beside very, very
good. We're happy.
That's mustard.
You don't want
One day we made
it. There is a very important thing you don't know or you don't remember. When you were first born, she carried you on her left arm.
Why?
Is that like a
And she renounced Satan on behalf of you. And she said, I renounce Satan, I renounce Satan, I renounce Satan. Not for herself, but for you. And then she carried you on her right hand. She said, I confess you, our Lord Jesus Christ. I believe in one God, God the Father, the Holy Spirit. And she said the creed on behalf of you because all of you were not able to speak. She spoke on behalf of you
And she gave you to the Abuna, any Abuna, and Abuna immersed you three times in the water of baptism to be born again. So as of this moment, she became not only to cook for you, not only to dress you,
Alex,
not only to give you whatever you want. All of these are good, but not the best. The best that she... The best that she announced that she is Christian on behalf of you. And on this announcement, on this declaration, Abuna took you and baptized you. And as of this moment, she became your spiritual mother as well as your biological.
My mother isn't my spiritual mother.
Why didn't you say it? Only old batni and kalni food. The rest you remember? My mother?
No.
My mother reminds me to pray before going to bed. She reminds me to pray before going to eat. She reminds me to anoint the Holy Cross before I go out. She reminds me to read the Bible. She reminds me to go to repentance and confession. She urges me to wake early, to wake up early, to go to the church in a proper time. I love my mother for that. Because if I love my mother for all what you say, anyone outside will say the same thing. Anyone, even if he is Muslim, even if he is atheist, even if he is no religious at all. All mothers do that. Even the mothers of the animals, even the mothers of the beasts. But the Christian mother
teaches you how to pray.
Takes care for her children to grow in spirit as well as body. To love Jesus more. To be honest. To be pure. To be good branches in the tree. The vine. The vine. Who is the true vine? Jesus Christ. And all of us are branches of this true vine. You understand that? That's why we honor our mothers. Not just to give them a rose to say, Happy Mother's Day. But to honor her for my life. Because one day, she announced that she is a Christian on behalf of me. And she teaches me how much I am rich. How much I am rich. How much I am valuable to my Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you want to gladden the heart of your mother, if you want to celebrate her birth, her Mother's Day, not only today, but every day, love Jesus. When she saw you, or when she sees you, love Jesus more. Pray, read in the Bible, obey, take care of yourself, come to confession, come to the church early, memorize Psalms, read in the Bible, not as a duty, be obedient one. Select your children, your friends in a good way. This is the true celebration of the Mother's Day. Not only on May 8th or May 9th, but in every day. And this is the true celebration that every one of us must give his mother. Why? Because if you are good, she will have credit in heaven. If you want to give credits to your mothers, be good, obedient boys and girls. And then when the Lord at the last day asks the mother, she will present to him her children, not doctors, not only engineers, not only professionals, not only rich people, but spiritual. Good, fruitful branches in the true vine. This is the way that we want to celebrate and to understand as of today how to gladden and make our mothers rejoice. Okay? Do you have any question? Any question?
No.
Alas. Everyone of us, happy Mother's Day.
Happy
Mother's Day. One, two. Happy.